Review on Radio Yulma.
Good morning, everyone. This is your press review from Radio Yulm. This is Francesco, and besides me, there's
Lorenzo Corti. Hi, everyone. It's a sunny day in Milan, finally. Do you know that song that says, we'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again on a sunny day? Here we are.
All right. And then, so it's 9:42 in the morning, and make sure you follow us on every social media platform. So go check Radio Yulm on every whatever you want, on Instagram, on X, or on TikTok. And also, if you want to interact with us and send us messages or opinions, some vocal texts or whatever, go on 331-1438-923.
We have many things to discuss today. We are talking about the first front pages of this day, international, Italian, sport, everything you want. For example, Milton aftermath. Sadly, we have to report what is going on in the US, but also what is going on about the US election between the two presidents.
And the Middle East crisis that is still going on. And make sure you stay here with us, because we have some audio extracts that we want to let you hear later on in the show. So stay with us. So let's begin with our front pages, and let's start with the sad Milton aftermath. Milton was not as strong and as dangerous as it was announced it would have been, but still, New York Times reports Hurricane Milton is linked to 12 deaths for now, and many are far from landfall. So the storm prompted one of Florida's largest ever evacuations, and six deaths were in St. Lucie County, that was on the opposite coast from where the hurricane came ashore.
Yeah, of course, Hurricane Milton wasn't deadly as expected, but it was still a huge impact. As we saw in NBC, Florida's barrier islands are battered by Hurricane Milton, and now the residents and the business owners were allowed to return to the Gulf Coast island to survey the damage. But also, we have to report that there are still many, many problems and many people without energy or without their home.
Yeah, more than 3 million people are suffering from an electricity outage. So that is a big problem. And Huffington Post reports that Biden has attacked Trump for peddling the hurricane misinformation. And he said when he was asked by a reporter if he had spoken about the topic with the former president, he responded, "Are you kidding me?" He took a deep breath before saying, "Mr. President Trump, former President Trump, get a life, man. Help these people."
In the Middle East, we can see The Guardian has reported that Israeli strike on Beirut have killed 22 people in the deadliest attack on the city center since the war started. The UN also says that the peacekeepers in South Lebanon are increasingly in jeopardy with Israeli forces that are having deliberately fired on their position, which is a huge gamble for them.
And make sure you stay with us later, because we have some extracts from yesterday's speech that Netanyahu gave at the United Nations.
Yep.
So that was a big one. And the Wall Street Journal also reports, however, that Iran's secret warning to U.S. allies said that they will not help with the attacks, because Israel is worrying them very much, and the threats through diplomatic channels have prompted these Arab states to tell the U.S. that they will not aid any attack on Iran.
Yeah, all the Arab states have been prompted to tell the U.S. That they won't aid any attack on Iran, because they really said, don't help Israel or else. And speaking about the first front pages, there is also about the U.S. election. Again, in 2024, we are now closing to date where they will be elected, who will be elected. And now Washington Post open with Obama admonishes a black man for hesitancy in supporting Kamala Harris. The former president suggested that some in the black community are uncomfortable voting for a woman and are coming up with excuses.
Yeah, and Sky News also titled that the U.S. national debt is heading for a historic high. So whoever wins the election will, it doesn't matter. So both Britain and America's state debt levels have moved in near lockstep with each other in different decades. But regardless of who wins this election, they are about to diverge dramatically.
We have still some news about the U.S. and NBC reports that there are one dead and 22 rescued from the inside of Colorado tourist mine after an equipment malfunction. 11 people were initially rescued after a problem that was reported with the mine's elevator, and the remaining 12 people that were stuck, that were trapped in the shaft at the bottom of the mine, were finally rescued.
And the big Italian news for this morning is that there was an attack on the UNIFIL base, and the Italian government was very angry with Israel, and many Italian newspapers such as Corriere della Sera, La Repubblica, Il Fatto Quotidiano, they all report that this was a deliberate attack.
Yeah, and also we have what said Minister of Defense of the Italian government, Guido Crosetto, who accused Israel and said that this was a deliberated attack and this was on purpose, while Tel Aviv government also said to them in response that they have to leave the area.
And we have more about this. We will dig in more, and we have sports news for you as well later as we listen to Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
While I was scheming for the masses, who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Thunder, Imagine Dragons.
We are still here, and we are again Lorenzo, Francesco, and Sophie is directing for us today. And well, let's go, because we have many things to discuss about. Digging in, Israel-Palestine, there is still the Middle East scenario and the crisis that is still going on. Israel attacks on Lebanon are still going on, but they also attacked in the Gaza region, and they have killed at least 28 people. The Ministry of Health Gaza also said that this was a deadly attack, and they have hit a school, and now they are still in difficulty in order to help the one that were hit by this attack. But also, Iran is still roaring about a missile launch toward Israel again after the first strike, and they were not the only one that were roaring about, they were talking about the other enemy, because yesterday someone spoke at the UN.
So all the speeches you heard today, all the hostility directed at Israel this year, it's not about Gaza. It's about Israel. It's always been about Israel, about Israel's very existence. Israel will win this battle. We'll win this battle because we don't have a choice. I have a message for the tyrants of Tehran. If you strike us, we will strike you. There is no place in Iran that the long arm of Israel cannot reach. And that's true of the entire Middle East.
So this was Netanyahu's speech yesterday evening at the United Nations. And we have a last minute breaking news, last minute report that the IDF might have shot another attack on the UNIFIL base, and they have wounded the peacekeepers from Sri Lanka.
News are still ongoing, so we have to wait again for some news.
And we will give you more if we have some. While we give you the latest news on the Hurricane Milton, and it landed in Florida as a level 3 threat, and not 5, as it was reported it would have been. So this was less worrying than what we were expecting, but still it had a very devastating effect, and the Saffir-Simpson scale was not really accurate because it weakened before it hit land. The Hurricane Milton had wind speed at 170 kilometers per hour or 105 miles per hour, and it landed at 8 p.m. on the 9th of October in the U.S., and we have the governor, DeSantis, governor of Florida, that spoke yesterday.
You know, unfortunately, we have the fatalities from this tornado here. We don't have confirmed reports of other fatalities throughout the rest of the state, but I know we had over 80,000 people staying in shelters. You had massive heavy traffic on the interstates over the last several days. The fear was a category 4, strong 4 going into Tampa Bay. That did not end up happening. The storm did weaken before it hit land, but not to the worst case scenario of what we were looking at.
Yeah, damages and casualties are still going on. They reported 12 deaths for falling damage, but we already said that the situation is critical. And, well, let's going on. The Italian scenario, Israeli attack on the UNIFIL is the big news of today. The Italian army group involved was hit by the Tel Aviv government forces, and as reported by also the UN reportage, the government formally had protested the situation to the UN, to the United Nations. Israel also said that they will still strike this base in Lebanon and also order to leave the land.
As we just saw in this exact moment, as we were saying, this strike is still going on, and we just had a report of another one.
Yeah, also Minister of Defense Guido Crosetto, as we said before, condemned this act, and it also said that this is not a mistake, it's a war crime and needs to be called like that. And the Israeli ambassador in Rome has been called, and it's requested for today at Palazzo Chigi.
While we move on for the sports news, as we told you, we would have gave you some of that. Yesterday was a big night for the Nations League with a new tournament, and that is moving and going on in the group stages still. And some of our students were actually here yesterday to do the commentary on Italy against Belgium. That was a draw. The final result was 2-2. The score saw two goals in the first half from Andrea Cambiaso and Matteo Retegui before at minute 40, Lorenzo Pellegrini was given a red card, and that turned the whole match against Belgium upside down. And also the surprisingly win that Greece had against England. They were very good on the pitch, and they defeated the British side with two goals against one.
They managed to beat the English defense somehow, and they were underdogs.
And then we have a fan favorite match, Gibraltar against San Marino. Some people always check on San Marino for, of course, they are like such a small team and everyone is supporting them. But Gibraltar, that is still a very small team. They won yesterday 1-0.
Yeah, and moving on, we are talking about tennis now. Nadal has announced his retirement. Spanish has now left the sport, and Davis Cup will be his last tournament of his majestic career. Sinner won yesterday against Medvedev, and now will face Machak in the semis of a Shanghai Master 1000. And also Paulini have won against Andreeva, and now will go into the quarterfinals against Zheng.
Radio Yul. Your way to play.
So this was your press review for us today. We still thank you, Sophie, for directing for us today. And this was Francesco.
And Lorenzo.
We remind you that Radio Yulm goes on after us. So stay here. Don't go doing anything else, because we are your news reporters.
Yeah, stay tuned, and if you want to participate, write at number 331-1438-923. Check all the socials media and websites, and have a nice day, and we will hear again next week.
Press review on Radio Yulm.